first of all, knowing who we are and of recognizing that we're unique. We'll take this further today. We saw from the Bharatanya yesterday. Let me see where it was. We saw the Talmidim of the Bharatanya. It's no good imitating. I mean, sometimes you have to imitate, but the essence is you have to find out who we are, and we have to go about doing our unique tafkid in the world. From Midrash Rabbi Esther, Boker Tov. Mesupar b'shvach maloser shel Mordechai haYehudi. Talks about the wonderful qualities, the praises of Mordechai haYehudi. She'omad kavra mevinu yich yochid keneged kol ha'olam kedai lefasem es ha'emunah. Mordechai Lemaisa stood up against the entire world, including the whole of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael wasn't exactly ecstatic with him. And if you think about it carefully, they were 100% right. What he did was totally, totally illogical, irrational. And he was being misakin called Klal Yisrael. He was mamish being misakin called Klal Yisrael. That's how it looked. So he was up against everybody. Hunikra b'posuk ish Yehudi. Called Ish Yehudi, to trust him, that Rashi. Valkain oimrim chazal al tikra Yehudi, ele Yechidi. The Midrash says, don't call him Yehudi, call him Yechidi, call him unique. Mahusa shall call Yehudi who yose Ish Yechidi. That's the essence of every one of us. We have to be Yochid. Yesh lo tafkid hameyuchad ach verak loy. Yesh lo gam nisoynus hameyuchodim rak lo. Each person has a unique tafkid in this world, and each person has his own particular nisyonos. Your friend said at the Tisha B'Av, in the Tisha B'Av, the Chofetz Chaim Tisha B'Av Shirim, whatever. The Loshen was, I can't remember, Frem said it, someone said it. He said, everybody's fighting a war that you know nothing about. Everybody's got his milchomah, everybody's got his war, everybody's got his nisyonos, and you can't relate to them, you can't understand them because you're not him. The Torah tells us, Lo Sachmud, the last of the Ten Commandments, right? It's parallel to Yom Kippur, you know that. There's 365 days in the year, and there's 365 mitzvahs asa. Anyway, the reason works it out that Yom Kippur is keneged Lo Sachmud. What that has to do with anything, I don't know, but you see that Yom Kippur's holiest day of the year, and somehow Lo Sachmud is a very important love. And also it's number 10 in the series. And the 10 is always the most important. In any series in Judaism, the 10th is always the most important. Why is Lo Sachmud? We'll see, he's going to speak about it, we'll see. It's the last of the Ten Commandments. Why is that so choshuv? It seems to be a very sad, you know, it seems to be a bit of a bad leader. You know, don't be jealous of what your friend's got. That's mana. And there's much worse things you could do than, you know, have sachmud. We'll see why it's so serious. Anyway, HaTorah Moireh al sachmud es ma sheyesh lechavercho. Lo begashmes belo beruchnias. Don't want what your friends got. Not in gashmes, not in ruchnias. Atem hinchem shnei lomos. You know what? Because what have you got to do with the other guy? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said it's like wanting someone else's glasses, spectacles. What do you want to wear his spectacles? You wouldn't be able to see with them. They're not your prescription. I don't check out my stories. I'm not Pesach Tron.
No, I didn't hear. You know,
I'm just saying.
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, no, I said Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. I hear a story, I'll tell it over. Whoever told it to me takes responsibility. I heard Pesach Yisrael Salanter. Could be that it's a Chofetz Chaim. Wouldn't take away my... Whatever, I just... No, you have to know that with me. I don't rely on what I tell you. I don't think before I speak, I just say it because it sounds good. You check it out afterwards. See how many people you offend and then you apologize, you know? Work out first what you're going to say. But people like that. Okay. That's why I like telling Pesach Kron stories, because you know they've been checked out. He doesn't tell over a story until he's spoken to this one. He spoke to the grandmother. The grandmother sent a letter, and then they went there, and then they went to the archive, and he was in Poland, and he went, and he checked, and he spoke to the mayor, and you know, and now maybe he'll tell over the story. I'm not like that. If it's a nice story and whatever, say it over. If it didn't happen, it didn't happen. It's also not a problem. Okay. There's always something to learn, even from stories that never happened. Anyway. So. You're two completely different worlds. What he's got that's good for him, if you have it, it would be bad for you. לכל אחד מכם יש ניסיונות אחרים, תפקידים אחרים וכלים אחרים. Everybody's got a different job, therefore he's got different ניסיונות, he's got different tools for the job. The plumber is jealous because he wants the electrician's tools, and the electrician's jealous because he wants it. It's never going to work. החמדה של האחד כלפי חבר הצליחי לייעס מכם ולהר. המערל מבא הזו יש באופן הבא. The moral explains it like this. הקודש ברוך הוא מכנה אותנו בני בחיירי ישראל. הקודש ברוך הוא calls us בני בחיירי ישראל. במשפחה יש רק בו בחור אחד. How many בחורים can you have in a family? One. You can have one בחור. זו דאגה הקירבה של השם יסברך כלפי כל ידי, הוא נחשב לבן בכור בן יוכיד. The mile of the Nesiva says of a ben bechor is he's the only child that's going to be a ben yochid. He's the only child that's going to be an only child. There's a certain period of time until the next one comes along where he's the only child. And that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu refers to Klal Yisrael. Bnei Bechor Yisrael, every Jew needs to know that he's a ben yochid with Hashem. Ben yochid shel Hashem. הדרך להצליח בכל עת, and how do we מצליח? How do we do all this? In our theory, how do we get this happen? הדרך להצליח בכל עת היא להכי בייחוד שלנו לאמץ את עצמנו את דברי הילו נוסי ישראל. We have to recognize our uniqueness. We have to first of all recognize we're unique. We have to recognize we have what to offer. We have to recognize that the fact that Hashem's invested so much in us, we're still here, we have what to give. There's something lurking under the surface that we haven't found yet. We need to find it. Go look for it. Always bothered me. Can you imagine when the Kohanim came into the Beis HaMikdash? It's hard to imagine the lower moment in the history of Klal Yisrael when they walked to the Beis HaMikdash and they saw what was there. Avodah Zorah, Shikutz, a tumor. It was the lowest moment. Imagine walking to the Beis HaMikdash and it's kulu. Shikutz, the Gemara uses the Loshen, it was despicable. And they looked around for some oil and they couldn't find any oil and they said, okay, there's no oil, let's go home. Can you imagine what could have happened? And they looked and they looked and they, what did they find? The one Pach Shemini, the Chassid. We all have that Pach Shemini in us, we just don't look for it. We don't believe it's there, so you don't look for it. If a person says, I searched, I looked, but I didn't find, why don't you believe it? Because he didn't look. If he looked, he'd find. So why didn't he look? Because he didn't believe there was something to find. If you know there's a buried treasure in your backyard, you'll dig until you find it. If you think maybe there's one, you're not sure, so you'll look, you'll dig, whatever, you can't find it. It's like, oh, so I was right, it's not there. But if you know you've got 100% guarantee it's there, you'll dig, you'll dig, you'll hit water, you'll dig. Why? Because you know it's there, so you're going to look. We know, we have the chelik elokavim, we have enormous infinite kochos inside of us. And we don't look for it because we don't believe it's there. So what did Hillel say? Im ein ani li mi li. Im ein ani li. Im ein ani li. Im ani lo aseh satafkid sheli. Hatafkid shelamanu yaradati lo ilamazeh. If I'm not going to be, im ein ani li. If I'm not going to be me, if I'm not going to fulfill that unique tafkid that I came into this world to do. Mili, as me yoichel asoy so isbim koyni. Who can do it instead of me? You can find a substitute. That's good. Go back to bed. You know, point to shliach. But you can't. Lekol adam bekol rege yesh tafkid yichidi. Every person, every moment has a unique tafkid. Tafkid ze lo yoichel itpatzel al yodoy berega abo. It can't be done at another time. It can't be done by somebody else. Only he can do it, and nobody else. Vekach shinu rabosenu vesechtes avos. The Mishnah says, "Al tiyeh boz lekol adam, va'al tiyeh maflig lekol dov she'ein lecha adam she'ein lo sha." Don't denigrate anybody, and don't. Let me translate maflig. Maflig, divide kol dov. Don't denigrate. Don't look down at anything. She'ein lecha adam she'ein lo sha, because there is no person that doesn't have his moment. What does that mean? The Maharal and the Balatanya explain pshat. Sifrei Kodesh explain pshat like this: Ein lecha adam she'ein lo sha. Lekol rega verega yesh tafkid meyuchad. Every moment has a unique tafkid. You know, there's 1,080 moments in a minute. Yeah, those are the chalokim. How do we divide time up in Judaism? Every minute is made up of 1,080 moments. Those are the chalakim. And every one of those 1,080 moments has a unique order that comes into the world and has a unique moment that will never be again. And there's no moment that doesn't have a destination that's unique for that moment. And there's no place where you are, no time where you are, we've said, and no place where you are where you can't find and fulfill your tafkid in this world. Everybody is where he is because that's where he's supposed to fulfill his unique tafkid in this world. That requires a lot of betochen. That's a void in betochen to know that wherever I am, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is where I'm supposed to be right now. You go to the airport to catch the 9 o'clock plane, and at 9:45, they're not boarding yet. So you're sitting there in those awesomely comfortable chairs. I don't know who designed chairs in airports, but they're all the same, eh? The same Rosha designed it. Mama's made to be as uncomfortable as you can make them, and it's now quarter to ten. They're supposed to fly at 9. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. Azim Mutzban, it's irritating. It's you've got a meeting. You don't have a meeting anywhere. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. And over here, you can fulfill your unique tafkid in the world. What is that right now? I don't know. You have to find out what is my unique tafkid in the world. When I was in South Africa, I had to line up at the Mizrada Pnim there to apply for my new passport. So one of the things you have to do is you have to line up. It's not okay, we take a number and you sit down, even if the chair's uncomfortable and you wait. You line up and it's outside, because the hall inside's packed, you can't even get in. So you're lining up outside. So I stood outside for 5 hours waiting just to get a number. Okay, welcome to Africa. And I was fighting this battle. I was going through this nisoy. So for the first 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, it's easy, you know, talk and whatever. But after a while, you know, like after 4 hours, it gets a bit ridiculous. Anyway, I'm just saying that we have nisoyness like this, but you have to know, at least intellectually, you know, this is where listening to Ephraim Waxman share and not getting angry, you know. Didn't help. I mean, sure, it was a clue, you know.
When do they close after 6 hours?
No, the problem is eventually you get inside and you start the process. It's like 3 or 4 places you have to go. And in the middle, they go offline. And at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they close. And you have to start again tomorrow. And what you've done gets wiped out. You have to start the whole process again. Welcome to Africa. Okay, now you know why Africa
is. Was it always like that? Or is that with the new government they have there?
It's not such a new government.
No,
the government's been in power since 1996.
Before the Sparta took over.
I'm talking, this government's been in power for almost 30 years.
Okay, but before that, was it like that?
Before there were no Schwarzes standing in Mizrada Pnim trying to get passports. You have to understand the demographics of Sudan. It's not our share now, but when there was 50 million Schwarzes serving 4 million whites, so the whites had it good. Today there's 60 million people living in the country and everybody's vying for the same resources that were provided for 4 million people. That's what the land grabs are about. That's what everything's about. They want the piece of the cake. No, if you were white in South Africa in the days of apartheid, it was pretty positive for you. You know, it's definitely just being white, there's no question. Really. They call this country apartheid. Yeah, you go to Mizrada Pnim and all the Pakidim in Be'er Sheva are Arabs and there's no difference whether you're an Arab, it's all called the same. The security guard at the gate's an Arab, you know, so they talk about apartheid. Most ridiculous nonsense.
They get better service.
They get better service, whatever, yeah, okay, but it's... I'm just saying, so talk about apartheid. Sugar now. One of the 48 kinyona had Torah. That means one of the 48 tools you need in order to acquire Torah, not to learn Torah. Because one of the 48 tools to acquire Torah is learn Torah. People make a big mistake. They think you need all these 48 things in order to learn Torah. You don't. to learn Torah, you need other tools. Learning Torah is one of the tools you need to acquire Torah. This is to acquire Torah, to make it your own. Kinyan. Kinyan means to own it. Is makiris makoimo. You have to know your place. Inyan zehu mimaylo sachochem asholem. Knowing your place is one of the qualities of a sholem chochem. Chochem asholem. Shrebashashi yudim makiris makoimo vestifkidoi. When a person recognizes his makom and he recognizes his unique tafkid, things can't knock him off his perch. Why? Because he understands that this is where he's supposed to be, even if it's not pleasant. He knows this is exactly where I'm supposed to be, and this is where I'm going to serve Hashem. I have everything I need now to serve Hashem and to fulfill my tafkid in the world. This provides a person with tranquility, with calmness, in every situation that he's in, knowing I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, fulfilling and doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. He's therefore completely freed up to be besimchadik serving Hashem every moment. Whether it's peace or war. Chazanish said the best chiddush he ever wrote was when he was hiding out in a bunker in Vilna and there were bullets hitting the walls of the bunker. That was the best chiddush he ever wrote. I'm in a bunker, they're shooting at the walls. What am I supposed to do? I am where I'm supposed to be, so what am I going to do with this time? I can sit here and kvetch and worry. If that's helpful and you think that's going to stop the bullets, fine, then kvetch and worry. Or I can sit down and write Kiddushim. Shefo machso, whether there's lots or there's a little. Tamid umam shich laso is nachas ruach v'koyne listadeh ulitcheser im ha-kolosh boruch v'kol maizel. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing, wherever he happens to be. He would rather be somewhere else. Oh, no. That's not where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And that's the Chovis HaLevavos. He says that's what Betochen is. Betochen is Yeshuva Dasu Menuchas HaNefesh. That's what Betochen gives you. The Briskerov got a big Nadunya. When he got married, he got a big dowry. The whole story exactly what happened. He invested, whatever, anyway. The bottom line is he lost everything. And somebody met him on the day that he found out they'd lost everything, and he noticed that the Biskarov's matzav ruach had not changed one drop. He had all this money and he didn't have this money, he was exactly the same. So he asked him, how'd you do that? He said, why do people want money? Because it gives them peace of mind. Because he knows, I got $50 million in the bank, he's got Yeshuva Das. That's one of the three reasons why people want money. Gives him Yeshuva Das. He says, no, I have Betochen. Betochen gives me Yeshuva Das without all the daggers of the money. So I'm even in a better matzav now without the money than I was with the money, because the only thing the money was giving is Yeshuva Das. No, I have that from Betochen. Betochen gives me Yeshuva Das and tranquility, because I know that everything that's happening is the best for me. Money gives you tranquility, but it gives you worries as well, as the Chovis HaLevavos brings down there. Plenty worries. Having lots of money is not so posh. Full of tzoros and worries and ma'aba nechosim, ma'aba bedaigas. You're never satisfied. When you have betochen, you have everything you need.
Even just the worry that you might lose it. That's a worry in
itself. Nachon. So that's what he said. I'm better off now without the money than I was with the money. I'm not even better. I'm no worse at least. I have Yeshuva Das from my betochen, and the money doesn't give me Yeshuva Das. It's already beset it. The Brisker was holding on a dagger of Enol Milvadoi. But for us, we have to find in our own way, in our own small places, in our own small little areas, where we can mechazak this. I've mentioned this many times. Don't try and mechazak it on the big things. Don't try and mechazak this on, God forbid, Gaga's bankrupt. That's not the place. That's not the time to sort of work. Not betochen. It's too big. It'll overwhelm you. Start with little things. Start with the small things. Start with that. For some people, it might be a big thing. You've poured the coffee and everything. You open up the fridge and the milk's sour. Yeah, that ever happened to you? Or there's no sugar, or there's no milk, or you have a cigarette, you can't find matches. There's a lot of major life crises that happen to people. So start working on those things in your betochen. Start focusing on those little things. God forbid you're driving, you have a flat. What I want to say, the little things in life. When you practice on the little things, you practice. When the big things come, you're more prepared for it. You can't on the practice. Doesn't happen automatically. But there's nothing more important today to work on. I promise you now, I haven't found, and I've spoken to a lot of people, and Morris says it, Mufurish, there's nothing more important today than to work on Bitachon. Just little bits, little drop on the stone, a little bit of Bitachon here, a little bit of Bitachon there. Try, practice 5 minutes a day. It changes your whole life. It opens up whole new vistas. It gives you a whole new perspective on reality. You don't get wiped out and battered and whatever when things start going wrong. But you have to work it. It's exercise. You know, you can't go into the gym and start pressing 500 kilos bench press. You know, you start with, you know, with a pole without any weights on it. You build. There's no quick jumps and leaps here. You have to continually work on it. I have to stop doing it today. I'm sorry. I have a meeting that I have to get to, which has nothing to do with me, but it's apparently where Hashem wants me to be. I have a meeting in Shlomo, almost 10 o'clock.